As early as 1930, the War Department considered using women pilots, but the chief of the U.S. Army Air Corps called the idea utterly unfeasible, stating that women were too high-strung. Nothing was done until after the American entry into World War II. Facing the need for male combat pilots, the situation by mid-1942 favored the use of experienced women pilots to fly U.S. Army Air Forces within the United States. Two women's aviator units were formed to ease this need, and more than 1,000 women participated in these programs as civilians attached to Army Air Forces. In August 1943, they were merged into a single group, the Women Air Force Service Pilots, or WASP program, and broke ground for all U.S. Air Force female pilots who would follow in their footsteps. As you walk by the AT-10, notice a mannequin representing a female pilot and learn more about the WASP uniform in the Women Air Force Service Pilots exhibit. You may also read more about women pilots in World War II by visiting the links in the resource section of this podcast or listening to audio recording of guest lectures in the Kearney Auditorium portion of the PodMap.